More and more Americans are not identifying as Christian, with one notable exception, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In fact, the Public Religion Research Institute, or PRRI, a nonpartisan organization that does independent research into religion, culture, and public policy, found in a new study that the LDS population is healthy and growing and bucking the national trend. Mormons make up nearly a quarter of the Gem State's population, but less than 2% of the U.S. population. Joining me today to talk about the so-called Mormon exception and trends in religion are Dan Cox, Director of Research for the PRRI, and Brent Peterson, Dean of the Theology Department at Northwest Nazarene University in Nampa. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Great to be here. It's great to be here. Thanks so much.
And Dan, I'd like to start with you. Can you just give us a quick summary of this report? Because your group did the research on this, finding this so-called, you know, Mormon exception.
Yeah, so this was a 2017 study that was based on roughly 100,000 interviews of American adults in all 50 states. So it's a really massive study. And one of the things that we were really interested in tracking was changes, because we've seen such significant shifts in religious identity and practice in the U.S. over the past few years. We were really interested to get a sense of that change. And one of the things that really surprised us was why we saw declines in most of the major Christian denominations, even ones that, you know, had historically been quite resistant to these declines, such as white evangelical Protestantism. We had seen declines across all those groups, and Mormons stuck out as the one exception where we saw that Mormons were flat or even increasing a little.
And Brent, I'd like to bring you into the conversation, because being a, you know, a theology department and the dean of this department, and also living in Idaho, you know, we do have a larger LDS population, but what would you say, and why do we see the numbers that we see and that type of engagement within the Mormon religion?
Yeah, it's a great question. I have to first say I'm not LDS or Mormon, so I'm just going to comment from a kind of outsider observation. Mm-hmm. I've had many students and friends who are LDS, and I would say it appears they're doing many things very well. I think they're very family connected. I think they spend time together as family. That's a big deal. I think they invest a great deal in education with their youth. They're very strategic in having their young adults engage in their theology and engage with one another. I also think, as a former youth pastor, that their students go on missions. Those are very formative times for them to entrust in them leadership, to have them think about their faith, to know about their faith, to be able to defend their faith, but then engage in mission in the world. And I think those practices combined do a great job in integrating a student from simply, well, my parents are Mormon, but what am I going to be? For many students from that 18 to 30-year-old era and beyond, it's a question of who do I want to become? And simply, you know, looking at their heritage is great, but then owning that faith. And I think the LDS faith do a great job in helping instill in kids kind of owning their faith for the next generation.
And for people that are not familiar with the faith, and full disclosure, I'm not LDS either. However, having lived in the Treasure Valley for numerous years and growing up with the LDS religion in the town that I grew up in, you also see things even in high school where in the mornings, you know, LDS students go basically to a religion class, sometimes right off of high school grounds. And it's a very inclusive, you know, thing that they do. And then from there with the mission, like you mentioned, Brett, but now they've even lowered that age from 20 to 18. Does that make a difference in keeping them engaged, making them feel a part of this faith?
Yeah, I would say it's crucial. I think, again, I was a youth pastor for a while and dealt with kids, and obviously at the university now, and dealing with kids ages 12 on to 30 plus. Those are crucial ages for students to figure out what they want to do and become. And I think the time of education, of thoughtfulness, of allowing students to kind of learn about their faith, to ask questions of their faith, which is so important, I think that intentional time, so it's not just education, but it's interaction with adults and other people who are influencing them. So it's not simply those seminary classes are not simply data downloading. Those are formative pieces where they're building relationships and asking questions. And I think all that is vital as students begin to kind of own their own trajectory for their own life. So I agree. Both those things, I think, are very essential in helping kind of pass on the faith.
And Dan, part of the research in this wasn't just this Mormon exception. What you also found, the largest sectors of growth in religious affiliation among young people, and when we say young people, we'll be clear, it's under 30. Talk about what you found in which religious affiliations you saw those numbers increasing.
Yeah, so the fastest growing religious identity in the U.S. Is this group that we call religiously unaffiliated. And it's particularly quickly growing among young people today. And I couldn't agree more about that family life is really at the center and heart of why you're seeing such stability and even growth among LDS in the U.S. And it really... if you look at how critical early formative experiences are for religious commitments later on, it's absolutely at the center of it. So when we've done our work on looking at religious disaffiliation, one of the biggest factors is how involved young people are growing up. So what kind of formative religious experience they have, both formal attending religious services or schools, but also within the home. So saying grace over meals, praying, doing scripture reading, that kind of thing. And we know from the research that we've done and that others have done is that Mormons actually stand out from other Christian religious communities in really making the family the focal point of their religious lives. And so just to give you a couple numbers, so 93% of Mormon parents say they pray or read scripture with their children. 87% send their children to Sunday school or other religious education program. So, again, there's a really strong emphasis on investing in the religious lives of their children, and I think that just carries on into their adult lives.
And Dan, do you? And I don't know if you have the numbers right in front of you, but how does that compare, you know, to other major religions, Christian religions, then?
Yeah, there's a fair amount of variability. So white evangelical Protestants tend to be pretty high, but white mainline Protestants, black Protestants, and like Catholics tend to be somewhat lower on those. There was a study done by the Pew Research Center a couple of years ago that also, again, shows this, again, strong family commitment, dedication to being a parent and to a successful marriage. 81% of Mormons said that being a good parent is one of the most important goals they had in their life. It outranked almost everything else. And you see this in actually other aspects of Mormon life as well. So, for instance, Mormons have larger families than any other religious tradition, any. And it's not by a little, it's by a lot. So nearly a quarter of Mormons with children have at least four or more in the household, and no other religious group comes close to that. And that's part of, I think, why you're seeing, it's part demographic and then part focusing on, inculcating and providing formative experiences to young people. I think both those things are part of why we're seeing Mormons being exceptional in this case.
I'm speaking with Dan Cox. He is the director of research with the Public Religion Research Institute, and Brent Peterson, dean of the Department of Theology at Northwest Nazarene University. We're talking about the so-called Mormon exception and research that the PRRI did in 2017 and what they have found within this study about religion and people identifying with certain religions. Brent, from the perspective of whether you identify as Christian, whether you go to church or not, what can we learn as a society from a study like this?
Yeah, I think there are lots of things. I appreciate the work that Dan and his team have done. I think there are a lot of insights to draw. And I think one of the things that we know is that the transmission of faith is not going to happen accidentally. I can't agree with Dan more about the issue of family in some regards. And there are a lot of influences in a person's life, clearly culture and friends and peers. But the habits and traditions, and I would say the liturgies of a family that you grow up with, those will be passed on. And it could be with a decline in several areas that a lot of folks who kind of grew up kind of growing to church, but that wasn't producing a kind of life and faithfulness for some. So they might still go occasionally, but the kids are watching. And if mom and dad are maybe less and less engaged, the kids are like, well, why are we going anyway? It's just kind of an old habit. And I think sociologically we could talk about why in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, why culturally many folks went to church. And I think, you know, we've seen not only the attendance down, but as attendance goes down, I think that, again, shapes a family and their imagination, and it shapes what kids are seeing and what kids are valuing. And it's not necessarily that folks are antithetical towards religion, though that, again, that's probably true in some cases. I think many are just finding other options, things that are more important and more valuable to spend their time doing. So I guess the takeaway for me is that, you know, we're shaping our next future by what they're watching us do, and to be intentional about what we want them to be about and be engaged in their lives. We don't just turn them over to the social media and their iPhones and their screens, but to spend time with them. And that time can be valuable as we shape for the next generation for what we find valuable and what they'll find valuable.
I really appreciate this conversation with both of you today. Fascinating research, Dan, that your institute is doing. And Brent, appreciate your perspective. So thank you to both of you today for joining me.
My pleasure.
Dan Cox.
Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Dan Cox is the Director of Research with the Public Religion Research Institute. Brent Peterson is the Dean of the Department of Theology at Northwest Nazarene University. We were talking today about a recent study, recent research, rather, out of the PRRI regarding the so-called Mormon exception.